profound, the outcome. We have not seen anything like this before. The two main opposition parties have combined to win almost 300 of 500 lower house MP seats. This is a people's clear verdict against the military coups over the past two decades, against the military dominance in Thai politics. Because move forward now, they want to reform the military. Also, they want to institute some reforms of the monarchy to constitutionalize the monarchy and the military in a new political order with a new constitution. I think that the conservative establishment, their backs are against the wall now. They've done everything they could. They had two military coups in 2006, 2014, wrote their own constitution. We don't know what other tricks they have. I think that they would feel very insecure at this point. Now, the pro-military parties do not have a mandate to form a coalition government, so we likely will see either Move Forward leading one or Pheu Thai leading one. I don't think it's going to be straightforward to the government formation. We can see the role of the election commission not so impartial. It's hard also for them to mess and manipulate this margin of victory. The victory margin is small enough, they can try to subvert and shape them, but the margins are so big, if they try to do anything subversive, I think we'll get some protests in the streets. Mm-hmm.